Let me ask you something. Has your electric bill suddenly felt like a second mortgage? Because you're not alone. People across America are opening up bills to find a $400, $500, $600, or even $700 monthly balance for their energy usage.
Electricity bills have increased almost 10% since the start of the year and could rise another $170 per year for households by 2035.
And this is not just a fluke. This is happening everywhere. My dad lives in a tiny duplex, nothing fancy, not a McMansion, just a modest everyday place. He's always lived below his means, and he's had this duplex forever. And yet, last month, his energy bill for that duplex, it's 700 square feet per unit, so 1,400 square feet in total, $1,125. If he had a mortgage on top of that, and you add in taxes, you're probably talking $3,000, maybe $4,000 a month for an everyday duplex in New Jersey. And the thing is, he's not unique. Millions of families across America are getting squeezed by high energy bills.
New Jersey residents are starting to wake up to the cost of going green. Over the last few months, most New Jersey households were hit with a 17 to 20% rate hike on their energy bills, leaving many local residents frustrated.
And here's the kicker. These bills didn't gradually climb over decades. Most of this spike happened just after 2021. That's why so many people are caught off guard. And it feels like it's happened practically overnight. So how did we get here? And why are Americans paying so much more for power, more than ever before? And what does this have to do with AI, housing, and even the places people chose to move during the pandemic? Let's break down the entire picture to see where we go next. Back in 2020 and 2021, millions of families thought they found the ultimate hack. They fled expensive cities like LA, San Francisco, New York City, and they went to places like Nashville, Tennessee, to Florida, to Austin, Texas, to the Carolinas. Why? Lower taxes, freedom. They can go from being a renter to being an owner, just offered much more upside. And with remote work, they could take their high-paying salary and move to a more affordable location, increase their standard of living. Remember when mortgage rates were 3%? It was like free money. People are thinking, why am I spending $3,000, $4,000 a month to rent a one bedroom in San Francisco or LA when I can go buy a 4,000 square foot house in Florida and own it? And the monthly cost would be practically the same. It felt like a deal of a lifetime, not to mention they pay no income tax in Florida. But here's what no one factored in. Those big houses came with new big cost. Property insurance in Florida more than doubled. Mortgage rates shot from 3% to 7%. And then the curveball that no one saw coming, energy bills. Suddenly, that giant mansion in Florida or Texas was no longer a deal anymore. It was a big money pit that millions of Americans could not escape. Families went from a $2,500 a month mortgage and a $200 a month power bill to now a $2,500 mortgage, a $600 or $700 a month power bill, and insurance that has continued to go up year after year. So instead of escaping the cost of living crisis, they traded one problem for another problem. And because they bought at the peak, they cannot refinance. They don't have equity in most cases. And they only have three options. They could rent out the house, they could stay put, or they can continue writing checks if they can. Many of them are simply trapped. And utilities, something that no one really paid much attention to before, are now the breaking point for a lot of households. Here's the part that stings. For years, electricity prices in America were boring. Prices barely moved. But starting in 2021, the curve shot up. In 2019, the average household paid 13 cents per kilowatt hour. By 2025, that number is closer to 17 cents. That doesn't sound huge, but it's a 30% increase in just a few years. And for a typical home, that could be a few hundred dollars per year, or potentially a few thousand dollars per year, depending on your location. On TikTok, people are not exaggerating. This is going viral.
One thing about me, I will sit in the dark until my electricity free at 9. Woo! I just turned this on just so y'all know my lights ain't off. I got lights, I got electricity, but we in a recession. In this economy, turn them goddamn lights off.
Brooklyn, an apartment. This should be the price for a house. What is going on? They raised the rates last summer in August, and this is This is what that has resulted in.
Household electricity bills are up 10%. Wholesale energy, what utility companies pay for energy before they sell it to you, spiked more than 70% at one point. And those costs always trickle down to the consumer. Policy changes made things even messier. Rollbacks on clean energy killed nearly 64,000 jobs and scared off nearly $33 billion in investments. That slowed down the varying projects like solar and wind farms that could have played a small role in cushioning some of these utility bill increases. And it's not over. The U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts household energy bills could increase from 17 cents a kilowatt hour to 18 cents a kilowatt hour by next year. Another roughly 5.9% increase. That means if you thought summer was bad, things are gonna get worse. And that's before we even talk about the new kid on the block, AI, and data centers quietly driving demand behind the scenes. They could triple their share of US electricity usage by the end of the decade. But that's not the only reason for your bill climbing. Fuel costs, they matter also. When natural gas prices spiked after the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, utilities had no choice but to pass those costs onto us. Even as fuel prices cooled off, the hikes stuck. Then there's the grid itself. Utility companies are spending billions to harden their infrastructure, mainly against wildfires, storms, and heat waves. Every new line, every new storm recovery fund lands into your bill. And clean energy, instead of lowering cost, the investments itself actually dropped. More than $30 billion in projects halted and 64,000 jobs completely vanished because of policy rollbacks. That slowed the transition to cheaper renewables, leaving the U.S. more exposed to fossil fuel price increases. Think of your bill as a receipt for everything happening right now in the energy world. Global fuel shocks, an aging grid, stalled clean energy, and now a tidal wave of demand for electricity, thanks to AI and data centers. Put it all together, and that's why your utility bill feels like it just went nuclear overnight. Now here's the thing, not every state got hit the same way. Some states are feeling the pain like never before, while other states feel untouched. Maine takes the crown. Between 2024 and 2025, utility prices have jumped 36%.
Across the country, energy prices are climbing more than twice as fast as inflation.
Research shows that one in six households are behind on paying their energy bills. That's about $24 billion in utility debt.
Why? Heavy reliance on natural gas imports and limited supply options. For families there, it was like doubling their power bill practically overnight. Florida story is different. The state has seen wave after wave of approved rate hikes. Utility companies say that they need the money for a new storm recovery fund and new solar projects. But if the latest $10 billion request goes through, the average homeowner could pay an extra $360 a year by 2027, on top of insurance costs that do not stop climbing. And then there's Texas. On paper, rates don't look horrible, about 15 cents per kilowatt hour, close to the national average. But when the grid gets stressed, things get wild. Remember in the 2021 freeze, energy bills increased by 7,000% practically overnight. Or the triple digit summer, when many families owed $500, $600, $700 a month in energy bills. Texans live with some of the most volatile bills in the country. And in California, the problem is high base rates. Average residential prices are already 60% higher than the rest of the entire country, thanks to wildfire prevention, clean energy mandates, and of course, massive grid upgrades. Even modest increases there feel brutal because the starting price is just so high. So whether it's Maine's shock hikes, Florida's endless rate increases, Texas's volatility, or California's sky-high prices. The story changes by zip code, but across the board, one thing in common is it's going up. Here's what most people don't realize. Even if you cut back on your utility bill, your prices can still increase. Why? Because a wave of new mandates and laws take effect to cut carbon by 2030. And these are already locked in. It's official. And the cost of these upgrades usually land right in your lap. Lead pipes, for example, dig it up or pay the price. The EPA now requires every lead pipe in America to be dug up and replaced within the next 10 years. That's millions of lines with total annual cost in the tens of billions of dollars. Federal funding helps, but water utility bills are already flashing a warning sign. Higher water rates are coming. Hot water goes high tech. Starting in 2029, most hot water heaters will need to meet heat pump efficiency standards. That saves money long term, but up front, homeowners will face thousands in extra costs, especially if the home needs new electrical wiring or a new panel. And three, all electric homes, which I've talked about on this channel for the last several years, saying this will be coming, especially in places like New York City, where they've already signed into law, Local Law 97. Some of the key points are gas stoves and furnaces, that these are on their way out entirely. From 2026, most new homes must be all electric, meaning solar panels and EV charging stations, and of course, built-in heat pumps. They say that's great for the climate, but it pushes up the cost of new homes. And that, of course, falls in the hands of the consumer that have to strike the check. Four, building emission caps or retrofits and fines. In cities like New York, Boston, Seattle, they all have a new law coming into play. It's all around carbon caps. Miss the targets and owners pay huge fines, up to $268 per ton of carbon in New York City. That means billions with a B in retrofits and higher HOA dues, rents, and fees for everyday Americans. They say these rules are designed to cut emissions in half by 2030. But until these savings actually catch up, it's just another bill and another expense. And another reason why housing costs are going to continue to go up. Even if you use the same energy, you'll pay more because the system itself is being rebuilt. So here's the bottom line. That crazy number on your utility bill, it is not just the cost of electricity, it's the cost of everything happening inside America right now. A wave of people moving to the Sun Belt and the Rust Belt chasing affordability. Mortgage rates and insurance rates doubling. Fuel shocks and grid upgrades. And now the AI and data center booms that are plugging directly in to our utility companies. That's why the average American family went from a cheap $150 to $200 boring utility bill to now a $400, $500, $600, $700 a month bill. And unless something changes, by 2030, we could see an energy bill crossing nearly $1,000. The good news, as the economy contracts, we are going to see more opportunity to make a ton of money than ever before. And these energy bills should be a no issue for those that have great ambition. Because I can promise you, one thing in America will never happen again is those low prices, whether it be for food, rent, home insurance, car insurance, everything that goes up stays up, and it's just going to keep rising. This problem, though, is not just about energy bills. It's the problem in which America is walking into across the board. How do we maintain living standards in this country if the costs continue to climb? I don't think we do. I think we're going to have a two-tiered society unfolding over the next couple of years. Those that own assets and those that don't. Let me ask you, what was your utility bill last month compared to the year prior? Drop in the comments below. Catch you next video.